Erin, what's it? Day 2. Sang other people's kids in the endurance test of a harvest festival kindly hosted by the boys' school this morning. I have the attention span of an apricot at the best of times. Stretch this over an hour and a half, with nearly all of it being spent watching other people's kids, and you can only imagine what the effect of the grumpy 9-month-old four seats down was having. I'm tired. The Harvest Collection is an odd affair, and I sometimes think it would be a lot simpler if the school rang the local supermarkets, bulk bought the entire contents of the reduced section, and billed the parents. It was a sea of Marifat peas, out-of-date Haribo and super noodles. Eventually, the assembly ended. I was under instructions from the list to be back at the school for 2 p.m. for 10-year-olds' Harvest Festival. More? Tour around, making phone calls, doing deals, meeting people for 2 or 3 hours. It was like that scene in Goodfellas, you know, when Ray Liotta goes crazy doing coke off the dashboard, ferrying people around, doing deals and being tracked by a police helicopter. Only there was no helicopter. Back at the school for 2 p.m, bagged a plum seat, looked around at the other parents and the teachers. The teachers looked at me, strangely. I took in the Harvest Collection, scanned the programme, registered the first song on the display. Holy fuck, sorry Jesus, this was a repeat performance. Bail! Back to work. Still no police helicopter. Pick up 10-year-old while 4-year-old was at mother-in-law's to go to Morrison's to buy dinner. Shit canned that idea the minute I saw the cafe. 2 curries and a slab of apple pie later, and we're picking up 4-year-old and through the bath bedtime story blur. Unlike in Goodfellas, we do not cut to me in the docks ratting on my friends. More like to me helping 10-year-old with homework I don't understand, and one eye very firmly fixed on the beer fridge.